We are back with the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I are delighted that Hodgin is our guest. Bill was asking you about the phenomenon of writing in English, which is your second language.
Yes. In fact, there is more difficulty and pain involved than advantage. And
more pain than advantage?
Yes. And because there is so much uncertainty whether I can write in English. Still, I'm uncertain.
Well, be certain. You can.
But gradually, I realized the certainty is not only because of language. Also, every good book, there is some kind of riskiness you have to face. So I realized that belongs to the process as well.
As a writer, not just bilingual.
The language. Yeah. Mm. But English, for me, is really, for years, I always felt I was crippled.
Crippled?
Yes, because I couldn't be as eloquent as in Chinese. But the advantage in writing English is that it may give me kind of a private space. I just work in the language without reference to my peers in Chinese, in the Chinese language.
And so they weren't looking over your shoulder?
No, and also I can be detached to some American trends as well. So that's good part. That's good part. But there's a lot of loneliness, solitude in this, and there's a sense of failure. And in the beginning, I could not understand why Nabokov said for him English was a personal tragedy. But gradually I could
Nabokov
feel
said that. I'd never heard that. Yeah, tragedy, why? Did he explain that?
He said because if he could write in Russian, continue to publish and write in Russian, his work would be very different, better. I don't know whether it's true or not. But there must be some suffering in him. So I could feel that, I think.
Isn't suffering part of the process of making art?
Yes.
Isn't that part
easy
of
for
the
you to say?
Price you pay for making art?
Yes, that's part of it.
We forget that. I mean, art doesn't have art shouldn't be easy, should it?
No, it's not just fun. The reader may read it as a fun, but for the artist, it's intense labor.
Had you written these kinds of stories in Chinese before?
No.
So you were dealing in a new storytelling manner in an alien language.
Yes.
So you started your storytelling in English?
Yes.
Oh, my. You had to start everything at once.
Yes.
That explains the pain part.
That's like birthing, isn't it?
Yes, in a way, yes. You can you have to transform yourself. In many ways, transform yourself. The way I think and
have you found yourself working through these stories in Chinese, or do you work?
How do you think?
In English, always.
You think in English.
I think in English, but the problem is, especially with fiction, when the characters begin speaking to each other, they speak Chinese.
Oh, man.
So then you have to translate the Chinese.
I interfere.
So in your head, the characters are speaking
Chinese.
The stories are in English.
Yes.
And then when the characters open their mouths, Chinese comes out, and then you have to translate the Chinese.
Adapt their dialogue to. That's a difficult part, to different levels of diction.
It's very busy in your brain.
It's very hard part, very hard. The whole thing is artifice. Because no Chinese speak this kind of language at all.
Right.
But I have to make every part convincing.
They don't speak this kind of language.
I mean,
what
English.
Do they speak?
They don't speak English at all, right?
No,
so
they don't.
The whole thing is artifice. That's why I said everything is created.
But had you read stories written in English? Were you steeped in the English tradition of storytelling?
Yeah, I study literature. You know, I read a lot of books. Yes,
I have this feeling of you as Magellan setting out into the Pacific Ocean, having never seen it, to go into a new mode of storytelling in a new language. That feels overwhelming.
Yeah, it was very overwhelming at the beginning. But the beauty of the English language is that there has been a grand tradition in which some writers whose mother tongues are not English later became major writers, masters even. So that's the encouragement. So for me, there was nothing original. All depends whether I had the luck, the ability, and courage, perhaps, to follow the way. So there was nothing original in this. That's the beauty of it. In another language, perhaps, we don't have that kind of reference even. And there's no sense of direction at all.
You spoke earlier about, as you were making the decision to not go back to China, to stay here, mm-hmm. about the questions around purposiveness. What's mm-hmm. the purpose? What's the meaning? What's this all about? Has that clarified as you have written? I mean, do you now have a sense that your reason, a major reason, is writing literature, great literature in the English language?
You know, that's not a purpose. Writing for me is just something I can do. Really, so the meaning, the usefulness of one's life, very often related to how useful we can be. And for me, for many years, I didn't know what to do. And my wife encouraged me a lot. And she always said, "You're born a writer, you must continue to write." But she would say, "You don't write in Chinese. You cannot. Nobody would accept your way of writing. You can only do it in English."
So you had a good teacher at your
yeah.
side.
My wife, she's very smart in that aspect, and that's why I could continue. And so gradually, I found that on the page, I can be, if I have a kind of freedom, I can manage. So that's, for me, maybe that's the purpose. That's a way to spend my life, useful, meaningful, I think.
And you are in such a unique position to tell us the stories of a people that we don't know these stories. We don't know these life experiences. Even those of us who are interested in China and have, mm-hmm. and would, for instance, I hadn't understood, I've not been to China, I had not understood how agrarian it still is, mm-hmm. the sense of how poor mm-hmm. it is, the stunning pollution at
yes.
every turn.
Yes.
These things are, you don't get that
it's
unless
true.
Somebody tells us the stories.
Sure, yeah.
And China is so big and mm. so important in the world.
Yeah.
And to have a sense of the personal in this, who else would tell this story but you?
You know, there are writers who write about China, but different approaches, I guess. For me, my ambition from the start was to translate history into literature, because I had noticed that there were many books, history books, about China, but the literature, there has not been many pieces of literature. So that was my very primitive, very simple, in a way, simple-minded idea.
The sun is simple. The sun gets up in the morning and gives us light. You have to have something that's a guiding principle.
So yeah, in that sense, really, that idea took me, on the way. So that was good and useful for me, and make me set out on the way to do the work. So in that sense, it helped me. But as I continued. Really, I don't think I can continue to write a lot about China, because I haven't returned to China in many years.
So what will
years.
You write next?
Maybe immigrant experience, maybe some books are set in China and gradually move out of China in a third country. Maybe eventually it has to be in the United States. And there is a sense of the departure has already been accomplished, but now is the matter of arrival.
I think,
is beautifully put.
It sounds as if this is now your home.
Yes.
I mean, and I mean that in a,
sure,
in a
yes.
metaphysical, psychological,
yes,
spiritual,
does it physical.
Feel,
too.
Does yeah. it feel that way? Has all
yes.
this pain in your head, has it
yes.
gotten you to a different place?
But still, I feel this is home. I went to Canada 3 weeks ago. For years, I dreamed of going to Canada because they have a universal medical insurance. I thought, you know, I need some money. I could, you know, write full time. But I went there. I realized what a great country the United States is. You know, really, I really I miss the States. Yeah.
That's a sense of home when you miss it and
yes,
go
you
home.
Miss a place.
Absolutely. Our guest is Hodgin. He will be with us for a few more minutes when we return. Please stay tuned.